Greetings, and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com, and please visit us at our world-famous blog, www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Thank you. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about goals, and not the typical usual SMART or smarter goals or achievable outcomes as discussed in NLP. I want to take a different perspective on goals, because I'm very, very adamant about goals, that they help direct our lives, it helps direct our attention and our focus. However, I think there's some things that are missing when people look at setting goals and accomplishing them. And the first thing I'd like to talk about is, and Napoleon Hill talks about this in Thinking Grow Rich, is what are you willing to do or give up to achieve your goal? And this is something that I think a lot of folks maybe don't take into consideration. They want a lot. They want these goals. They want to lose weight. They want to have more money. They want to have and they set these goals, but they don't consider, what do I have to do to get them? For instance, working 12 hours a day, or talking to 100 people a week, or exercising 5 times a week. They've set the goal, but then consider that they can just do the same thing that they've always done and achieve it. Then they go, goal setting doesn't work. When in reality, it's the people that aren't working. They're not considering the effort, the time, the blood, sweat, and tears, if you will, what it's going to be required to reach those personal goals. And it's funny, because if we keep doing the same thing over and over again, I'm not going to repeat, you know, that, because I've been repeating that over and over again. But I just saw a movie this weekend called The Adjustment Bureau, and it's a great, great, great movie. And not to divulge too much information, it's basically about free will, and if we have free will or if we don't. And I've gone over this concept of free will before in other podcasts, but in case you're new, the concept is, do we have free will or do we have just multiple choices? Free will is basically doing something completely different that you've never ever done before. So you have the free will to do whatever you want. If we keep doing the same thing but differently, it may be just a selection of multiple choices. So, you know, we go to work one way, we go to work a third way. We may have 3 choices the way we go to work. Is that really free will when we're only deciding on 3 things? The free will would be take a completely new route that you've never gone to before, or just go out and start driving and seeing where you end up. And that's, how does this relate to the effort that you're willing to put into to your goal? Is you have your goal, but in order to get that, you really have to do something completely and unexpectedly different that aligns with that goal to help you move closer towards it. So it's, what are you willing, you know, so when you look at, what are you willing to give up, or what are you willing to do? And I don't like to say give up, because it sounds like we're sacrificing, but in a sense we are, because we have so much time in a day, and we have to take that time that we're doing something else important, like watching TV, and dedicate it to building a business or going to the gym or developing a relationship. So what are we willing to give up or do to get that personal goal? And I think we set goals, and many of us don't consider what has to be done to achieve that. It's just, oh, I set a goal, and then that's about it. And then the next part is that, let's just say the fortunate one, they set the goal and they know what they want to give up. Yeah, I'm going to give up watching TV. But then, is the effort that they're putting into the goal in proportion to the size of the goal? For instance, if somebody says, yep, I'm going to give up watching 1 hour a week of TV so I can go to the gym and lose 40 pounds in 1 month. That's not really realistic or an objective view of reality. It's more of a fantasy land. And we are in this society, and I hate to use the word brainwashed, but I do really feel that we've been brainwashed for a get rich quick or get anything quick scenario. That yes, I can take a pill and go to the gym 1 hour a week and lose 40 pounds. Yes, I can play a lottery ticket and get rich and I don't have to go put in any effort. Yes, I can watch TV with my spouse and that means it's a different, deeper relationship. These are things that have infected our mentality and have affected our psyche, that the proportion that we put in, generally speaking, from what I've seen and what I've experienced before, long ago, before I became more aware of it, is that the proportion was way, way, way under what the goal was. And if you look at any successful person out there, and I would say any high achiever being defined as reaching a worthwhile goal while providing benefit to his and hers friends and family's lives as well. So it's not just a in it for themselves. But if you look at a high achiever, I would venture to say that their effort is greater than or at least equals the size of their goal. If they have a big goal, they're putting in big effort. If they, and probably in the beginning, they're putting in more effort. And I'm sure we've all heard about the analogy of a rocket or a space shuttle taking off. It expends all this energy in the beginning, way more energy than is required to lift it, because otherwise it wouldn't lift off the ground. So it has to expend more energy than the weight of it. And that's kind of what we are not doing, is we're using a little firecracker to try to lift off a space shuttle, our goals, and we wonder why they don't happen. So, you know, looking at how much effort, the proportion of the effort. So looking at first, what are we willing to give up? Or what are we willing to do to get our goal? Great, let's take a look at that. Second, is that in proportion to the size of the goal that we're going after? And those two things are very important into understanding achieving your personal goal. And again, that goal can be finance, it can be health, it could be relationships, it could be anything. But the size of that goal, your effort needs to be proportionally bigger than that. And you have to be willing to do more than you have been doing to achieve it. Which brings me to the next point on the podcast is, what if you had that goal today? Are you ready for it? You know, a lot of us, we will go out there and say, yeah, we want this money, we want this success, we want this, we want this, we want this. And our infrastructure, for lack of a better word, isn't in place to handle it. Let's just say that you wanted to lose 40 pounds. You wake up tomorrow morning, 40 pounds is gone. Is your kitchen there? Is it ready, prepared to support you in continuing that? Or is it full of Oreos and Haagen-Dazs ice cream? You have to get your environment ready for that success. So most people have that success of what they want, but they don't prepare for it. And we've heard the analogy of a farmer and all that. But I'd like to take a little bit more specifically and give some examples. And again, you know, the weight loss. If you had that fitness, if you had that level today, do you belong to a gym? Do you have running shoes? Is your kitchen clean? Is your family supportive? Is all of your environmental conditions set up to support you when you reach that goal? You don't set up the environmental conditions after you reach that goal because you're never going to reach it. Another one, big one, is money. When I'm sure a lot of us, even me, play the lottery, right? Because it's fun, especially the mega one when you get up to 200 million, you kind of say, oh man, this would be so great to get it. Let me ask you, do you have a detailed investment plan on what you would do with it? Oh, no, I just go out and buy and spend. Well, you know what? Unless you have a detailed investment plan, not that it's going to help you win the lottery, but if you don't have a detailed plan of what you're going to do with the money that you set in your goal, you're never going to get that. Or it's going to be difficult. I don't like to use the word never, but it's going to be very challenging. You have to set your environment first. So a really good game, a gentleman that I know from quite a while, Frederick Learman, talked about spending X amount of dollars a day and learning how to do that. So he would use, you know, $1,000, $10,000, $5,000, whatever it is, and start to write down what you would do with it. And it And at some point, you know, you go, oh, I invested. Well, then you have to detail how you would invest it. What stocks would you buy? Then you start to monitor those stocks because you bought stocks. Now you have to paper trade them and see what's going on. So get into the habit of using, you know, that paper money that you get. Every day you get $10,000. Now what are you going to do with it? Well, then you buy a house and all that. After a while, all that stuff you bought is done. And then you have your $10,000 is down. So learn how to manage that money, invest it, spend it, charity, do these things, and take that and learn. Because if you don't prepare for it, when it gets to you, you're going to do something silly with it if it ever gets to you. But prepare beforehand. And so these are things, I mean, if these goals are really powerful and are pulling you forward and are motivating you, then these three steps should be fun. Should be absolutely fun. You know, if you have a goal of developing a $1 million business, then ask, what are you willing to do to get that? Am I willing to work 12 hours a day? Am I willing to do go out and talk to people? Am I willing to do interviews on the radio? Am I willing to do article writing? Are you willing to do those? What are you willing and able to do? And then is that in proportion to that goal,
create the size of business that you're looking for.
If it's like, yeah, I'm going to write one article a week. Yep, that's my commitment.
The objective view.
I would venture to say that's not going to
proportional.
And then look in the third one again is, do you have the infrastructure in place to support that business? That is, do you have a CRM in place already that can grow and expand to it? Do you have the ability to produce products at a level that would support it? You don't have to be producing those now, but do you have an infrastructure, a system in place that can expand to grow into it? Or are you just doing everything on an Excel spreadsheet, Word document, and a composition notebook? And then waiting till you get larger and then buy the structure. You have to prepare beforehand, because if you get it today, if you can't handle it, it's going to go away. And I'm not saying go out and buy CRMs and other things. Look at a way that you can expand easily, or at least put a system in place that you can manage for whatever it is. If it's weight loss, do you have the infrastructure? Do you have a journal? Are you journaling your food? Are you journaling your workouts? Do you have the infrastructure in place? Is the food cleaned out of your closets and your pantries? Is all of that in place to support you in getting that goal? Because when you get it, if it's not there, it's going to be gone. So those are three things I wanted to discuss a little bit about, you know, personal goals, personal success. I put a little bit more detail on the blog, my thoughts about this, and I just want to take some time and do a sidebar here. If you're listening to this, you're probably also involved in helping out other people's lives, or if not, you are interested in improving your life. And it's fascinating to me, and I'm reflecting on a personal experience that just happened, on how when we put ourselves out there to help people, we give free information through blogs and podcasts or articles, and we give great information, and people out there find it of huge value for them. They just absolutely love it. And then they come to us and say, hey, can you go over to this group over here? They really need this help. They really need to hear what you're saying. They really need to get in touch with you and hear this message. Well, at first, that sounds like a very reasonable response. And for many of us, we go, yeah, absolutely, great. You know, help me spread my word, get it out there. But let's take a different look at that. First, for people to improve and enhance and succeed, they need to take action first. One, to prove to themselves, their unconscious mind, that they are committed in taking that action. And two, the simple fact of taking the action is a start of the improvement process. Not that people have to be improved, that's a wrong word, but enhanced and personal development, personal growth, whatever it may be. So when somebody asks us to go over to a group because that person liked what we had to say, this again relates back to something I personally did. I went back to the individual and I said, thank you for your comments. I would like you to go back to that group and tell them to come to me. And it's not that I'm stuck up or snobbish about it. It's that those individuals need to demonstrate that they're willing to change. If we keep spoon-feeding people information and success like the government and the FDA and everybody else, we keep spoon-feeding people off their couches, there's no impetus for them to change. Why should they do anything when everything can be spoon-fed to them? They're on unemployment and they want everything to be handed to them. And that's not a knock on people. This is just the way society has, we have developed our society through our processes. What I am saying is that I'm asking that individual to help that group by asking them to take action. It's not, and the action could be to my site or to your site or anybody's site, but the point is have them take action. If an individual likes what you're saying and likes your message, have that person go out and tell others so that they can come to you. Because you're taking the action already. You're giving the information. I'm giving the information through podcasts, through blogs, through free articles. It would be then the person who truly wants to develop and enhance and perform better would then take the action of looking for that individual. You take an athlete. You take any successful person. They're always looking for that mentor, that guide, that assistant, that teacher, that coach. They're not saying, come to me, come to me, come to me. So I just wanted to just put this out there as a sidebar. It recently happened, and I had some challenges with it, but then when I thought about people taking that action, it was the best way, and I said it very nicely, and I would just encourage you listening to this, if you're in the personal development field, weight loss field, any type of helping people out, and somebody comes to you and says, oh, can you go over and help this group? I would encourage you to use your mental strength and say, thank you very much. I think it would be best if that group came to me because they need to take the action. I'm already taking action. They need to take the action. So, you know, this gets this kind of reversing it is going against the tide of the brainwashing that has taken place. And speaking of which, remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.